Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Dehring. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pillette. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dwayne Pillette. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Henry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Henry. And now, play ball. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Dehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehring hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aganis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Moss juggles the ball. That's an error on Moss. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aganis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Moss reaches second base with a double. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Moss scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aganez. The throw from Moss and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams strikes out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 1 in the game. Deering hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a pop-up towards the mound. Pellett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Red Sox, 1. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aganez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Breidweiser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Breidweiser reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and has Breidweiser trapped. There's the throw to Hatton and over to Lepsio, who tags Breidweiser for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellett strikes out. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from White and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-2 in the game. Deering hits a line drive into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Breidwesser takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aganez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering. Aganez reaches second base with a double. Jensen moves to third. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breidwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hatton is walked intentionally. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Bill Henry. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellette fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Dwayne Pellette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellette is 0 for 2 in the game. Pellette takes first base on ball 4. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 3 in the game. Abrams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pellette moves to third. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 3 in the game. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Abrams moves to second. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Waitkus is walked intentionally. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Pellette scores. Abrams moves to third. Waitkus moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Les Moss. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sullivan. Abrams scores. Waitkus moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. There goes Kennedy trying to get to home. Jensen throws the ball into White, who tags Kennedy, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 4-1, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clint Courtney now catching. Bobby Young now playing second base. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Abram settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pellett bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. Two outs. Mel Parnell now pitching. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-4 in the game. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aganez hits a line drive towards first. Waitkus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hatton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Olson pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.